Hey, everybody, and welcome to the 8-Bit Geek. This is Jeremy, and I'm here with a special edition of the show live from Alamo City Comic Con 2017. Man, we have a full list of people who are here to record with us, starting with...
Too many people. Oh, Doug. Hi. Paul.
Windrus Cosplay.
Rain.
Ed.
Jeremy. I just said my name already. Oh.
Kevin. Hi.
Kevin is down from KC, and we in the background we have...
Caleb, I'm off mic. They won't give me a mic.
That's someone, not true. You said you didn't want
please
one.
Please help. If you can rescue me.
Someone call 911.
Put him Ryan. Back in the box.
Ryan.
Deb.
And Deb.
All right. And Deb, that's all you get of her this evening. So.
Yeah.
Thanks, Deb. Okay.
Yeah.
So our special guests... are here. You may know Windrus. She has been on the show before.
Hello.
If you do not know her, please give us a little bit of background, and then we'll move to Paul.
The real star.
The fan favorite.
The fan favorite. He's my fan favorite.
Ooh.
So I'm Windrus Cosplay. I am a cosplayer based in Houston, Texas. You guys may remember me from my interview with the 8-Bit Geek for my Raiden cosplay. I've also done Scarlet Witch, Rogue, and a whole host of Marvel characters. And this weekend I'm Katana from Suicide Squad and a female Bones McCoy because I'm meeting Carl Urban and I'm super excited. But here's my husband, Paul.
Wait, before we get to Paul, you also were with us 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And you did a review show with us as well.
I did. That was a really good show. And I also did the Halloween horror series with you guys.
You did one.
I what?
Or
two.
Or
two
or three.
I did
she
two
bailed
three.
On us for like a couple.
Lies. Well,
I think that was
she's
my
a busy
fault.
Life.
Yeah, you can blame the Brit.
Okay.
Oh,
I thought you had to go to like.
All is forgiven. No. Okay, you mentioned the Brit. Let's move to that sassy mofo.
Go on.
Hi, sassy. My name's Paul. I am the Brit. I am married to Windrus Cosplay.
Woohoo!
Yay! I'm British and also a massive nerd, but primarily kind of focusing on things like Star Wars, Judge Dredd, more
Magic
Star
the
Wars, Magic the Gathering, board games, etc., etc.
We're gonna give him his own show. Listen to that voice.
It's so sexy. I agree.
Apparently, British people are always evil, though. So
it's
I don't
true.
Know how that works out.
So true.
I say yeah. they
every
I,
movie.
I say they both get their own show together where they talk comics and Magic the Gathering.
Aww.
That would be fun. Or we rate movies that we don't agree on.
Alien.
Sorry.
Oh, there we go.
Oh.
It begins.
Oh.
Sounds interesting.
Okay, so the reason why we're here is we're gonna review what we've done today, what we've seen this weekend. We have a booth at Alamo City Comic Con this year, and... It's been a fun weekend so far. Wouldn't you guys agree?
Yes.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's been pretty good.
It's been above
it's
average.
It's been so-so.
God damn it, Rain.
It's been so much fun. It's the best weekend of my life.
I would say that it's been the most successful con that we've been to as far as our own booth.
Yes.
Even though we've only done two.
Well,
15%.
Yeah.
Doing
yeah.
good.
It's a better increase. So what we want to do here is just kind of get some perspectives overall. We'll go around the room and say what we thought about the con. We'll start with our guests. Mm-hmm. And you guys got here last night. You didn't attend the con until today. But what That's have you guys right. thought so far? What are your initial thoughts? Go.
Well, initial thoughts were, so I sent the husband, Paul, down to pick up our badges early because I thought, oh, it's going to be a monstrous line. It's going to be so long. It was actually quite thin by comparison.
Yeah, I had time to get coffee, hang out, read the paper, chill out a bit. You know, it was all quite relaxed, to be perfectly honest. But no, it was nice to just kind of feel a lot of positive energy from people who are kind of waiting in line. You know, I saw a Doctor Who. I saw a few, like, different people playing different, you know, cosplays and stuff. It was like, you know, there was a lot of positivity going on. So, I'm sorry. sound check. Pass.
No, I thought it was good. No, I...
Pass.
And so, it was lighter in the lines coming in, but, I don't know, I felt like the crowd was, as you say, very positive inside, but it wasn't as cramped as... You know, we just came from... Fan Expo Dallas, which was very crowded. We couldn't get through
anything,
an aisle, right? Yeah. But it wasn't necessarily because it was full. It was because the aisles were very narrow.
A lot of wasted space.
Yeah. And this one, aisles are much wider, so it was more of a natural flow, but it didn't feel nearly as crowded. We waited in line for Carl Urban, and that line was not nearly what I thought it was going to be.
And that was quite a fun line as well, because people were talking and chatting and kind of...
What was it? Was there a lot of people going like, "Finally, he made it"?
No, that was just me.
That was us.
Just me.
Okay. Yeah. Well, he keeps canceling, so I don't know if there's other people who are like, "We got you this time, Carl."
You actually said that you told him I liked your butt.
I did tell him that I had seen his butt, because in one movie he shows his butt, so I watched that movie.
And apparently in a new movie he also shows his butt. So
yeah,
he told us that and was quite proud of that fact. So.
I thought that it was, I mean, he seemed flattered.
It wasn't a butt double?
No.
The butt?
Yeah. It was like a 9.
What's a 10? What's
like perfect round, firm lifting?
Hugh Jackman's butt is a 10.
Oh, all right, fair enough.
What's Paul's butt?
Paul's butt is a 10.
Good answer.
Paul's butt is a 12.
Good answer.
1.2 Jackmans.
Wait, that's the currency conversion of that?
Well, if Hugh Jackman is a 1, then I'm a 1.2.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
And Carl Urban is a 0.9, so you know.
Yeah. He was good. No, he was very friendly, and he was very kind. I think he's a little overwhelmed with the crowds, and they did not anticipate the amount of line that he would have.
Well, if he'd bothered to turn up the last few times he'd been booked, he would have actually known what was going to go on and was going to happen.
About. Take it easy.
Like. Yes, wife.
she's defending him over the husband.
Yeah.
Hey, calm down.
I know my place.
Yeah, well, I noticed that when we were walking around yesterday is that like you have all these actors along the back wall with these huge cues for their line, and some right at the end that I don't feel need it
right
as much.
Yeah,
and then him to the side with this small line, like a place for a line.
He's over
by
the old
make sense.
Boy band.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, yeah, he's Nick by Christopher Patrick.
But
yeah.
he's also next to Kirstie Alley, so you know.
But that's Star Trek related. So
and Cheers.
Sense.
Yeah, she kind of like she blended from Cheers to Star Trek, but
yeah.
I didn't get why he was over there by Nick Carter.
Unless that's the reason, but even then, it wasn't her line seemed like it was longer. Was it?
Her line was quite short, but also
well, I mean, like the setup though,
it was long, and then she went through it quite quickly. Yeah, she was there, and the line ended up being very short.
Yeah, we walked by.
She
her
looked
today.
Real good.
Yeah, I'm really
did
surprised.
She did look good.
Yeah.
She is a fox.
She's aged.
Well, I mean, there's definitely signs of
cougar.
Some
work?
Like a facelift or something.
Tuna, a little bit of a tuna.
An investment.
Mm-hmm. But she still looks good, and for having like a childhood crush on her from like Star Trek and Cheers and stuff as a kid, it was like, you got it, lady.
Yeah, she's got it. We saw a guy with a Cheers skateboard get her to sign the skateboard.
That's cool. Nice.
Yeah. I was like, why is this guy like offering her a skateboard like it's a sacrificial offering? And
it had Cheers on the back,
so fine.
Wait, they didn't put her near the Cheers cast?
Yes.
She was right next
to him. Okay.
Oh, okay.
So like, I just didn't know who they are because British.
Yeah. What's the closest thing to Cheers? What would you? You're the expert in the British TV.
Me?
The look on his face. I wish there was video.
Remember that you've been talking.
British, that is Cheers. I think they just say.
Wait, no.
He's not like relative
the
show.
What's the closest thing to Cheers?
In
British TV.
British Cheers.
Downton Abbey.
No.
Maybe like EastEnders.
Yes.
Yeah. East maybe.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Maybe.
The only
something that was surrounding a bar.
The only reason why I ask him is because he's seems to be an
just
expert
kidding.
In
I love British television.
He's a foreign correspondent.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He's a foreign correspondent.
Yeah.
Not
Caleb
a British
streets.
Guy.
Caleb in the streets. Yeah.
Okay. So we've seen your perspective. Let's move on. We'll go with Doug, and then we'll go to Rain. Doug, what did you think so far this year?
It's been a lot of fun. The layout is, again, in comparison to Fan Expo, is so much better. It looks like they've taken a page from Comic Palooza. I think the shortest, or the, not shortest, but it, the smallest aisle is 14 feet across. And I think it just goes up like 16, 18, and so on. So that's nice. That's a lot of room for people to walk around and for us to totally block.
Well, I was going to say, there was when you guys were doing the giveaways earlier today, there were still some people who just insisted on trying to push through the crowd. It's like, what's what? What's going on there? Like, people just stupid?
Yeah, because you guys were were in the back, and so you you kind of saw that whole thing. What I heard what happened was that they had to really they actually had to get some volunteers going and kind of move the traffic because they were like, this shit, what is going on?
Yeah, someone said that they that one of the security people was like, what is happening? This is ridiculous.
I think it was Ants and Druid those were our eyes and ears on the back.
Yeah, apparently they were annoyed with us. But hey, it was very good for us.
Yeah. Okay. So we'll go with your name.
My name is Rain. Uh-huh. I've been with you for over a year.
What?
I'm a thing. I'm here, part of the crew.
Where'd you get that shirt?
I stole it.
I knew it.
Off a homeless person.
How'd he
it's
get it?
It's an 8-Biggie shirt, by the way.
I don't know.
For those without video.
Just assume that.
This con has been, like, Comic Palooza was pretty awesome, and I didn't get to go to Fan Expo, but I heard all the horror stories, and it's pretty mellow con. Like, everything flows really nicely. They seem to react pretty quickly, you know, considering there's Comic-Con security risks right now, so they were pretty prompt on that. So I'm pretty pleased with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I got to say, the kind of, you know, if there is extra security or what have you, it's been pretty transparent. You know, they've gotten people through the front doors really well. I think there was a little bit of a nervousness and kind of a scare about that, but they've kind of managed that great, and no one is, you know, worried at all. It's all very chill here.
Yeah, for just a quick, for the listeners and stuff, there was at Phoenix Comic Con, there was someone who was walking the floor with, like, guns and stuff threatening to kill Jason David Frank,
the Green Power Ranger.
Why would you do that? And frankly, how could you do that? He's the Green Power Ranger.
Exactly.
And furthermore, he never leaves Texas. All of the cons he goes to are in Texas. So.
Pretty much. I think I've seen him at New York, but it's New York Comic Con. What are you going to do?
Yeah.
But so they arrested him, and dude's bonkers.
Wait, they arrested the Green Ranger?
They arrested the Green Ranger.
He's shame on you.
Just to be safe.
But then he played his flute thing and got out of it real quick.
No, not that one. And so, yeah, so that affected this convention, just that they tightened security, bag checks. Now, I will say yesterday with the bag checks, they were forcing people to leave their backpacks outside next to the bag check. And that was, like, unacceptable, in my opinion. Because it's just, you have a team of 6 people checking bags and then just a mountain of backpacks behind them that sat outside most of the day.
Actually,
but they remedied.
Later,
they
moved them
inside,
and they have like a bag check where you can check your bag and all that stuff, which is
nice.
And
charge you for it.
And
as you say, let's talk about that.
I felt like it was the best of a bad situation.
Yes.
Though,
I agree.
Their workforce is volunteers.
Yes.
And
that's true.
A lot of them are not. They're like, by the way, search these things for bombs.
Yeah.
And you got like teenager kids that are like
guns and swords.
I just wanted to come here and see some things.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, I feel like that's something that they should have reached out. And there were more of them today, also the San Antonio Police Department. There was definitely more police on site today.
There was a high presence.
Well, you know, I was in cosplay today as Katana from Suicide Squad, and I have a katana because that's
Katana.
Shocker.
Spoiler alert.
You know, so I went to weapons check, and an actual police officer came over and, like, thoroughly inspected my foam katana, which...
He tested the edge of it. I'm like,
seemed really attentive. Which I appreciate, but at the same time felt a little excessive.
Yeah, once you kind of bend it, you're like, oh, that's foam. That's the end of it.
He's like biting into it, like teeth.
And I talked to numerous cosplayers today who had their swords turned away, and it wasn't because they were metal, it's because they just presented too much of a potential threat. So
that's interesting.
You can whack someone real hard.
Well,
I guess I
saw a Green Arrow having to turn over his arrows to bag check.
Aww.
Walking past the bag check area, which was just
stacked on top of each other.
Tables on tables, just these rows of different backpacks, but with contraband sticking out of them.
Yeah.
Different swords that weren't approved or knives that weren't approved, a bunch of arrows sticking out.
Yeah, but it was just this Green Arrow, and he was just one by one pulling them out of the quiver. And just
quiver.
Did he have to get them each individually tagged?
No, he was leaving them back.
They weren't approved.
So he was taking them out of.
And see, that as a cosplayer, that can ruin your cosplay.
Oh, easy. Yeah.
It can feel like your cosplay is entirely incomplete because of that. And I mean, I'm sympathetic, but I understand the safety concern.
Right.
But we as cosplayers hit a point where we go, what can we do now?
Yeah.
You know, what are our options?
Well, because Phoenix ended up banning prop weapons altogether.
Entirely, right? And I know a lot of cosplayers who won't attend there now because without their weapon, their cosplay is incomplete. And right. They don't feel sufficient. So sure.
You couldn't have really been Katana without your Katana at all.
That does seem, yeah. I mean, right? I was named after the weapon,
yeah.
So.
Yeah. You would have had a
you
lot
are now
of explaining
it turns
to
into
do.
29.
Yeah. Like a mime thing. You're like, imagine a weapon.
Imagine a Katana.
If yeah. You
right interpretive
here.
Dance of a weapon.
Just close your eyes and think about it.
Yeah. And so they, on top of that, they weren't allowing large bags in, which kind of yeah. Sucked because people yeah. Were like getting purchases with large bags and then immediately had to either go bag check them or put them in their car or in their mm-hmm. Hotel room, which thankfully most hotels and stuff are like right next door. But imagine yeah. If you had to walk all the way down to the hotel down the street or
oh
something,
God.
You know, like it's been yeah. Hot and humid here in Texas. Go
what?
Figure.
When?
What?
This has come as entirely
sure?
A surprise to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Said the British person.
Yeah. Ed.
I spent most of my time at the booth.
You did what now?
Repping it up.
Yeah.
Getting them people interested in handing out tickets.
Yeah.
The mm-hmm. The people were great.
Yeah.
All fantastic.
The people we've met so far have been great. And don't do that with your mic.
I'm sorry. No, I'm sorry. I'm just doing this. I don't know.
You record podcasts, you sound better.
I usually have that mic arm, sorry. So I just have to stick it in my face.
That's
like
what
this.
She said.
Get it, get it, get it.
Nailed it.
Caleb? Mm.
Damn it. What did I think of the con?
Yeah, what have you enjoyed so far?
So I have... not much to compare it by. My first one was New York Comic Con, which yeah. Is just
oh.
Like, yeah,
that don't
goes
count.
Straight to the dessert tray, and then everything else is
just drink from the fire hose.
Yeah, straight from the fire hose. It was good. I
it's a different experience
it.
Though.
It was very different
because when we went to New York Comic Con, we went as just guests, mm-hmm. Or not guests, but you know what I mean.
People,
attendees.
People, attendees,
yeah, attendees.
Normal people.
Yeah.
We were a guest there. They treated us like kings.
Yeah, it was.
No,
it was
an attendee, a normal
the
person,
most important guest,
a plebe.
Yeah,
guys, pizza just arrived.
Oh. There's pizza.
Finally,
pizza made it.
Put on your smell-o-vision goggles for
this.
This
is where
next
the pizza.
So now we're gonna wrap this.
Yeah, so now we're done.
Antonio's
just kidding.
Finest.
Kev.
Yes. If we could talk about, I mean, I guess if we're going into anything, I liked it a lot. This we came into this kind of. We weren't as optimistic as we should have been because we've been dealing with some kind of just like background issues with staff and stuff like that. So
con
we came
drama.
Into this going, yes,
a little bit of
little,
con drama,
a little bit of con drama. So we came into this and we're like, man, we're
fuck this convention.
Just kind kidding. Of, yeah. And we came aww. Into it, we're like, all right, we're ready to get kicked out. So let's just do what we can. And I was like, I'll take the Switch because we were giving away a Nintendo Switch. I was like,
yeah.
If we end up not doing the contest, I'll take it home. I'll take one for the team.
Okay,
we'll take one
but
for the team.
Give it, but there's a big button there.
But.
We are also
thank you.
Is it
are,
yours?
I know.
Big
we are also coming off a very bad con where we were treated really badly. So the negativity, I mean, there's an opportunity for us to still be negative towards the con going experience, and but I think that turned around, right?
Yeah. The first. Hi, how's it going? The first. Few hours of us opening the doors and people coming through, we were getting way ignored and we're like, man, this might have been a bad idea to do this. But then after that, like once the people found out about us and stuff, they started coming to our table. We actually had one fan come to this con because of us.
That was so awesome.
That's not necessarily true. There's two in this room.
Yeah,
yeah
we
well,
so,
yes,
yeah,
that
there's
is very true. Okay.
Room.
So three total. Two actually came from New
we
York.
We have followers. We're like
so
a cult now.
The only, the three fans that we have ended up coming, the three total fans that we
yes.
Have.
So that was pretty awesome. And just once we got off, like once we got through the con drama and got over that, it was actually ended up being a pretty damn cool
well, and
time.
You say that you had three fans come, but you guys blocked the aisle.
That's true.
For
today's
your giveaways.
True.
It was
we'll
amazing.
Say, yeah, we'll say those are fans. We'll see.
They are now.
They are
we'll
now.
See, yeah, we'll see.
New fans.
That's right. It was just people who are fans of the Nintendo Switch.
You know what? We're going to convert most of those people to
hopefully.
Listeners, and they're gonna be lifetime lovers of the 8-bit game.
They're
going to
understand
so.
How much everyone hates the Switch.
You are
yeah, they're going to have to go back that and listen.
And this is why we don't give Ed a mic.
I know. I try not to.
Okay, so do we want to take a little break here and have a... This is a commercial
oh, just,
for a pizza break.
We'd like to talk about Blue Apron
eat,
at this point.
I really want to eat that pizza.
Space Blue Apron.
Okay.
All right. So we talked about our favorite apron. Things. What do you want to talk about next?
Well, okay. So we gave a little bit of a. I guess I didn't get my because I had to leave the room. So
you had to go get
talking
the pizza.
About our little experiences and
okay.
Then like the bag check deal.
Okay. I mean, yeah, that given, I don't know what you guys have talked about as far as what happened, but with Phoenix, right?
Talk about that.
Yeah, we talk about that.
The whole con experience for me so far, it's been really enjoyable. I can't look at the negatives so much because there's been so much positive. And if I only focus on those negatives, then I'm just going to end up
bitter,
just keep building lonely. It up and ignoring what the good has happened. So everything so far has been great. We've seen a ton of people that we know and that we've built relationships with over the years.
Yeah.
Windrus is here. Paul.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, Paul. Rachel Cosplay.
Rachel Lee
Cosplay. Rachel Lee Cosplay is here.
Hi. Hey, guys.
Is in the building.
It's my girl.
And so we met her at Dallas Comic Con. And had a wonderful time there.
Yeah.
And so just those experiences, it's been very memorable. And then, of course, being able to see the faces of everybody.
Yes.
As we brought over DMC to the table, I wanted to surprise everybody. Man. So we went over there. We talked to him and said, hey, will you come over to our booth? He did it.
By the way, that's DMC, as it run DMC.
The Run DMC.
One of the only two hip-hop groups to be inducted to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I said DMC as, like, everybody should know them. So.
Right.
Devil May Cry?
Clearly,
Devil May Cry.
Exactly. We invited Dante over.
You went there.
So, a really cool cosplayer.
For me, the love that I have for this and the memories that were built up is looking at Kevin's face, looking at Rain's face, seeing everybody's face, Deb, everybody's included in this, and their jaws just dropped, and everybody was so happy, and that right there will forever be a memory that I'll cherish. So
yeah, it was really funny because like people are talking. We have people in front of our booth that are like doing the stuff to get into the competition, and everyone just kind of like stopped.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yes.
The booth just froze.
Nice. I gasped.
Rain started crying, so that was
fun. I didn't
fun.
Cry. I went and held my breath the whole time.
Yeah.
And he shook my hand, and I just was like, oh, love you so much.
Are you ever going to wash that hand?
I haven't since.
You did shake that.
I'm rooming
and
with
her.
I can verify that.
All over it.
Kevin had a great experience with that, right?
Well, actually, yeah. Deb, you want
to
say
I was just
going
to say, I was actually talking to a couple at that time, like doing the whole 8-bit spiel, and when he walked up, and they were, and I was like, oh my God, a picture, and they were like, no, that's important. You do that. Like, they were like completely understanding. No, go do that.
Yeah.
So he took a picture with us, and then he was like, oh, you guys want an interview?
Like, yeah, fuck yes, yeah, we do.
Yeah,
yes.
He didn't offer it. He just goes, "Hey, what's the 8-bit and 8-bitters?"
Yeah, 8-bitters. That's we changed our name now because of DMC.
And so we explained it, and he goes, "Well, let's do an interview. Not even a question asked." So today we did that. Kevin got to interview one of the most historic rappers,
legendary,
yes,
in the world. How'd that go
Founding
for you?
Fathers.
Amazing. But first off, like when he was walking to the booth the first time, like he was coming to our booth, I was like in my mind, and I probably said it out loud, I don't even realize it, but he's walking, and I was like, oh, that's cool, DMC's coming this way. Oh, that's cool, he's getting closer. Oh, that's cool, he's behind our booth. Oh, that's cool, he's shaking my hand. Oh, that's cool, now he's talking about Kansas City to me. Oh, that's cool. We're taking a photo. And I'm thinking in my head, I'm like, did I do anything this whole time? I might have just been like frozen in place while this was all going on. And then, yeah, we got to do the interview today. And he was unbelievably friendly and super cool. Like, he definitely he's just a good person. And all I had to do was say, tell us about DMC the comic. And he went on for like 6 minutes, including like rap. He started rapping like some old school Run DMC songs while talking about it.
That's
and
awesome.
In my head, I'm going like, I'm rapping along with him because I know the songs. But I'm like, don't fucking say it. Don't say it with him, you know, because I feel like if I jump into it, it's just going to ruin things. But, you know, it was just amazing. We could talk to him for a good 12 minutes as far as the interview goes. And he was super friendly and he's super knowledgeable of comic books. And he was really into the Marvel universe because it took place. It was very grounded. It was in New York City, a lot of stuff like that. You know, as far as DC goes, it's in like Metropolis or fake places like
Gotham. Is he a Luke Cage fan?
He didn't mention Luke Cage, but he was his favorite ones were Hulk and Captain America.
Nice.
And I love the way he kind of like, the way he talked about, you know, Captain America. He was like, Captain America, he's like, I knew about Nazis, but Captain America took me there with history.
Always punch Nazis.
Yeah, exactly. And that's always. And he was talking about that. And then he was like, I love it that he's like, I knew about space and everything, but Silver Surfer took me to the galaxies. Wow. And it was just the way he said it was just like you can tell the passion in his voice.
I think Rain said it best. And it was just like she watched the interview, which you will get as a Patreon exclusive.
Yes.
It's a timed exclusive. You will receive it first before we put it out on the regular podcast. But Rain, you said that, I mean, this man, he just the way that he talked, he was just a poet.
He did. He was able to speak in such a way, it was totally off the cuff in conversation, but it flowed and it rhymed and it worked together and he could come back full circle. It was It was magical. And I...
Are you going to start crying again?
No, I'm not going to cry again.
It's okay. It's okay.
I mean, if you do, we all understand. Like, you're in a safe place, Rain.
Like, I can do all kinds of hip-hop, but old school hip-hop, like, has a place in my heart. So when we saw... We actually ran it or walked past him on the street Thursday night, and I was like... That was Run DMC. Oh my God. Oh my God. And they were like, okay, cool. And I sent a picture to my boyfriend, and he's like, is that Darius Rucker?
Who dat?
Like,
oh.
Are you serious?
Yeah. He's so white bread. I can't even, defend it.
Yeah. But you, not the man to be with.
He's got some education coming.
Even that, though. Darius Rucker, like Hootie? Really?
Yeah. He's that guy from Hootie and the Blowfish. And I was like, no.
That just proves how white he is.
Not who he is. Oh. But he just like,
oh, dear God. For those who couldn't hear.
I'm not Mike, I know.
You're not Mike, but everyone's Mike picked that up. So now it's show and tell. Tell us what you're looking at.
Yeah, Barack Obama.
So
yeah, looking up pictures of Barack Obama compared to DMC.
Hey, how about that Barack Obama
on the scooter.
Cosplayer
on
the scooter.
That was
presidential
fantastic.
That was great.
A little so razor scooter. That's
the next thing I wanted to bring up. What was everybody's favorite cosplay so far this weekend? And, of course, we're going to start with our guests.
Everybody in here better than me.
Katana, both
of
them.
Funny story. My husband, Ball, actually asked me this question in the bar earlier tonight. And I had to kind of be a split because I don't know if anybody saw the Hulkbuster cosplay.
Yes. Yeah, we watched him.
Here's the thing. I only saw him when he was disassembled, so I never got to see him together.
I didn't get to see him.
But he looked amazing. Like, truly. But I don't think he could walk very far, so they had to take him apart in order to see him, in order for him to move around, right?
Yeah.
But I will say, another under-the-radar cosplay that I really appreciated was there was a Phoenix 5 Ileana Rasputin here. So that's Magic from the Marvel Universe. But she was in the outfit that she wears when she becomes part of the Phoenix 5 Force, which was... sort of a niche thing. So that as a cosplayer, that was sort of my favorite. But honestly, Rachel's katana was my favorite.
The other katana.
Yeah, two katanas. In general. I mean, we were just ruling in it.
We were really.
We had a DC katana and then it's from
Mortal Kombat. Okay. Mortal Kombat.
Which is fantastic. I'm a huge Mortal Kombat fan. I didn't get to meet you yet, so hi, I'm Kevin. But yeah, you guys came over as Katana and Melina and it was fantastic. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Paul.
Ooh, hello, bonjour.
Go on.
Obviously, I have to support my wife in her endeavors. Excuse me?
Open up even more?
Yeah, are you showing more chest?
Yes. Hang on.
Yes. One more, please. The night goes on. It's part of the accent. Oh,
yeah.
Put it on.
Does that work for you?
I mean, yes.
Chair fainted.
You'd be wearing a turtleneck right now and you won me over.
I have a body for radio. I
disagree with that.
me too.
Me three.
My own internal biases apart, there are a couple that stood out for me. The one was a hawk girl who had some amazing articulated wings, but also a really great molded mace, and the rest of her armor was awesome. That was really great. But we also were talking to a couple people who were doing a kind of steampunk DC universe take. So there's a lady with steampunk.
It's a guy named Travis and his mother. They are awesome.
Okay. So Travis was a Superman and his mother was Wonder Woman. And awesome. They just brought in some kind of steampunk elements, but like the Superman was kind of like almost like a military uniform. Really, really well done. So I just appreciate what they were doing. It was something, it was different, you know. It wasn't just like the same old character time again. It was just something, it was like, take the character and just like, tweak it a bit, just move it a bit, you know, make something more of it, make it more personal to yourself.
Awesome.
Excellent.
Rachel Lee.
I'm personally a big fan of the family cosplays. So today I got to see, there was a Peter Pan, which was the little boy, his father, who was Peter Pan's shadow.
Yes.
And the daughter was Tinkerbell and the mother was Wendy. And they were just as cute as can be. They all posed, the kids, what are they, probably 6 and 7 that they looked at. They were just adorable and they were... Wow. All into the whole cosplay thing, and it was just great.
Awesome. I'm going to go next just because of the fact that I want to piggyback off of that. My favorite cosplay, and there's 3 of us. Hold on. I'll let Caleb describe it.
Sure you're taking mine, there was mine as well.
It came at the end of the night, and yes. I think it's anybody who was at the booth. Anybody who was at the end of the booth. It was our favorites.
Yeah, and
it was a family that brought a... disabled child in a they were in a what was it called?
They turned him into a Batmobile.
He's paraplegic, so right. he can move either by being pushed or through pushing, you know, his hand against the mechanism that gets him to go to different places. But they had rigged his entire chair with the Batmobile and had dressed.
Awesome.
Oh, so it was a fully functional Batmobile.
It was really awesome.
I'm very sad
incredible.
I missed that.
Incredible. The level of detail that he put into his son's show. He could have slapped a cardboard box on there, painted the Batman symbol on the side, and that could have been it. But he went all out.
And not only all out on this one, but on his other sons.
But you describe this one.
Okay, yeah. It was an AT-AT, and so it was the legs. I mean, there
was a 6-year-old.
It was a 6-year-old.
Yeah.
So they put dowels in the legs, so that way the legs actually articulated correctly, like you see in the movies.
Mm-hmm.
Then the hatch opened on the upper side. It was fantastic.
Yes.
Then it was the feet were made with wood blocks, so that way every time that he walked. It sounded exactly like an AT-AT. Bonk, bonk.
Yeah.
It was fantastic and my ultimate favorite. It was wonderful.
I love that so much.
Oh,
there's a photo.
Yeah, we have a photo of it as well. Yeah. So, yeah, When he walked by, I audibly said to him, I said, well, now I feel like the worst father ever. And he got a good laugh out of that and he was like, thank you.
Well, now you have some new goals.
Yeah.
Hashtag dad goals.
That, oh my God. If I try to build that thing, it will never fit together. No parts would work. It would fall apart when he took a first step.
Colin would be incredibly disappointed.
He would be. Okay. Rain, what was yours?
Oh, man.
Now that I took that away from you.
Thank you. I loved seeing our friends come over and cosplay both katanas. That was pretty awesome. And Rachel, you did your sister's costume also, which
I did.
Shame on me. I didn't recognize that they were Mortal Kombat right away. I was schooled and now I know. But the one that like got my heart was there was a dad and he had on the red hoodie like Elliot on the bike and he had the basket and the handles.
I remember that.
He had his baby in like a front carrier and with the little blanket over him like E.T. And this kid was just mowing down on a hot dog. And it was the cutest thing I had ever seen. I wanted to like walk out there and be like, can I take a picture of your baby? But I couldn't because I was just like, it's so cute.
The best part was the hot dog.
The hot dog was the best. It was. It was so because that kid, he couldn't have been not even a year old, but he had that hot dog like he was under. It was under control.
Oh, there's a photo of it that's being passed around.
Someone's, we have a photo.
Everyone's got it. The hot dog is in the kid's mouth.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no problem. She had it under control. It was. Oh, and I see the mom now was like Drew Barrymore's character with the little flower. I missed that one because I was so stuck on the baby.
Oh. Ed, what was yours?
I liked the Hela from Thor Ragnarok that walked around all day. She looked real good.
I bet you did.
I'm kidding.
It was. She put a lot of
It was one of the body paint ones from that they were doing like towards the back, and it was just very well done. And then the headpiece that she was wearing, it was crazy. Trying to watch her like walk down the aisle and not like hit people and stuff, and like people like. Oof,
I think that was JS. Like,
I'm not 100% sure.
Yeah, there were like 3 different airbrush body paint places down at the end.
Yeah, those have gotten. pretty popular.
I had to take a double take on a couple of those because I'm like, I'm pretty sure that's body paint. Because they do an awesome job.
Couldn't tell until she was walking by and I saw the signature of the person who did it on her back.
Nice.
Because I'd seen that one on other people, but like just her walking by, it just looked like she was wearing like one of those just like skin tight,
mm-hmm. like latex.
Whatever. It was really well done.
There was a pyramid head with body paint on today too. Right. That I think that was Rudy. I think it was RCC Creations, and it was awesome. It looked really good.
There was another group of people who were doing Alien, like the Xenomorph and Predator, so two Xenomorphs and Predator. They were great as well.
JSN did some of those.
Yeah, yeah.
Awesome, Kev.
It sucks because you guys took mine with the AT-AT. Go.
Sorry, I didn't see that somebody took Deb's mic. I gave Deb a mic. Deb?
Oh.
Fuck Deb? You, Jer.
Oh, wow.
That's the president's of this weekend.
I didn't see it. I'm sorry. All right, what'd you think?
No, I was just going to say there was a Garrus from Mass Effect. That was
we saw
amazing.
Him! Yeah. Oh, my God. His
was
amazing.
Full on, like, had the face was perfect. The suit picture? Lit up. It was amazing. I've got a photo. I can pass it around.
Yes.
He was dropping the heat.
Please,
he was calibrating.
Oh, my jeez. It was good. It was amazing.
That face that you just made.
Full on
I
Garrus,
always romance
full
Garrus.
On body armor.
Really
yeah, I like Garrus.
The face paint, the mask. I mean, it was amazing. Yeah. So that was probably, aside from the kids, that was my favorite.
Kev.
Oh,
hey guys.
Kev was like, well, I was gonna say Garrus, but fuck.
No, I didn't even see Garrus. I want to see Garrus now. Like I said, I was gonna say the two kids, the AT-AT and the Batmobile was amazing. But the only things, okay, I'm gonna go a little bit more kind of obscure. There was a dude that showed up, and it was funny because I kind of made his day by recognizing the costume. But somebody came dressed up as Cliff Clavin from Cheers.
Aww.
And he had the mustache. God. He had like the perfect male outfit. And to the point where he met John Ratzenberger. And John looked over at, Norm. And he's like, hey, George, check this out. And like, they were also
he's telling this story, mind you. And then when he's speaking for John Ratzenberger, he
like
does the most spot-on impression of him. So it was just not only the cosplay, but it was a soundbite?
Yeah, like he might have had a soundboard in his pocket.
Yeah, who knows?
Like it was
channeling him.
That's mm-hmm. awesome.
Yeah,
Dougie Fresh.
Since you all have named all the good ones we've seen today,
well, you can have the same favorite.
No, it's fine. One of the last ones we saw today was actually the best Batman cosplay I have ever seen.
Hands down.
In the bar earlier.
It's the one with the armor, right?
This man made his own armor.
The knife. You can't stab it. Like, it's knife proof.
We posted a picture of him on our Instagram.
There was a guy who had he had like the kryptonite staff. Like
That one was great. This one was absolutely fantastic.
Really?
We have a photo of him. We'll show it to you. He made his own armor. He had a tailor make the undersuit. It was
very nice.
It was movie quality.
He 3D printed his helmet to his head specifications because
he had his head scanned digitally and then had it 3D printed. It was separated so that way it can breathe so he doesn't sweat. It was unreal.
And it was like actual like armor.
Was it like meeting Batman?
You hit him in the chest and he's not moving. It's hard because everything was knife proof. Like
the
armor on the legs, the arms, the chest, everything was phenomenal. The reason why he built it was because of the fact that he did a short film and he was trying to promote it. We're going to interview him later on, but he built two of them, one for him and one for a stunt double. And this was the first time he's worn the costume for a con. And so he came over right as we closed. It was 7 o'clock when he walked by, and our jaws were just like, holy crap.
That's what really did it for me, though. It was the end of the con. He's clearly been out here all day. He said he hadn't taken his mask off since lunch.
Yeah.
And he, what really spoke to me was, the costume's fucking phenomenal, but he took the time out of his day not only to just say hi, get a picture, and then bounce, or just great, like a lot of people do, and I'm not bashing them because it gets old hearing the same lines over
especially
and
when
over.
It's 7 and you're trying to get the fuck out
and he's on his way to the exit, but he took literally a good 15 to 20 minutes to
talk to us,
share with us, hear what we're about. Aww. Hear what speak what he's about, and just I don't know, he created a relationship with us so quickly, and that as somebody who's so afraid to go to cosplayers, because I know that they hear it all day and you can kind of see the tension in their eyes, like, yes, yes, that's my line. Yes, I hear it. I know. Yeah. I know.
So is there a link to this like fan, this short film that he did?
We got his business card.
He's it's called The Sinister Retelling of Gotham's Dark Knight.
Ooh.
And you can look it up at The Bat Fan Film on Facebook. And so it's he's got the trailer up there for it. I think he has a release date coming out at some point. But the trailer is there on the Facebook page. So definitely check that out.
Yeah, and he said that like when they were creating this movie that they wanted to do something that they made sure that everything that they've done has never been done before in a Batman movie. So if they were coming up with an idea and they're like, oh, no, they did that in Dark Knight, they scrapped it. And they found something that had never been done in any Batman movie ever.
They tried to stylize it after the animated series as well.
Okay, good. I mean, there's so much incredible content in the comic books about, you know, Batman and Nightwing and Robin, all these characters, Joker, that they don't explore in any of these movies. It is a fertile ground for which to sow your seeds. Yeah.
I remember hearing his premise of it. So the general gist that he had explained to us was you start the movie following the Joker. You are on the Joker's story for a good portion of the first part of the movie until you see Batman. And Batman has glowing white eyes, and he's a little dark and creepy and almost the antagonist of the film, because that's what Batman wanted to be. So the view that you're watching this movie from, and I hope they pull it off as well as he explained it, because it sounds phenomenal, but you get to see what Batman wants to look like to bad guys.
Yeah.
Which is just
to inspire the fear in bad guys.
So I was going to say, I'm currently playing through Arkham Knight on PlayStation.
Yes.
And you know, the Batman video games, the recent ones at least, they've emphasized that. It's like, how does the rest of the world see Batman? How do the criminals see Batman? Like, you know, you're emphasizing the fear aspect. Mm-hmm. You know, he's doing these things deliberately to make people afraid of him so he can kind of take him down. So it's interesting to then see that from a cinematic point of view, because you kind of don't see that in the films. You know, it's an element's missed.
It's like he's a superhero in the movies, and they really play up. So it's fun to see him as almost like a villain, almost where it's he's the bad guy to the bad guys.
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
and the gentleman who played him, he went on to say that it's almost like the Predator. And he's, you know, that's the way that they're filming.
I like that.
So it's pretty cool. Other than that, let's see.
Hey, Jared.
Yes, we have a...
Really, I was just going to say, the funniest thing about this whole exchange was after y'all had all met him, Doug walks up and immediately you're like, hey, Doug, punch that guy in the chest.
Doug's like, what?
And Doug is like, wait, what? What?
He's like, just hit it. And I was like, what?
It was, he literally, he was like, at first he kind of tapped at him. But like it just, like, Doug's face when he taps at him and, like, the dude
well,
doesn't
no, wasn't
even
that
move.
I'm gonna break it. It was
like,
just,
doesn't budge.
Yeah, well, because you... Sometimes
we're taught not
is,
to hit people.
Well, that and then, like, the... I don't know.
It reverberated back at you
and
your
so
face was
It was so solid
awesome.
A piece, the chest piece and stuff, that it was a surprise that it wasn't, like, some of the material you see on cosplay that's light and, like, comfortable to wear and stuff. Mm. It was just, like...
Craft foam.
Yeah, it was, like, it wasn't that. And I was just like, what the fuck? Like,
Doug's face was classic.
So it was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's going to be it for the show.
Not
going to be it for the show.
Overruled.
No, do you want to tell your story?
That's kind of up to you, Deb, if you want to tell
it. I think
story.
It's a pretty awesome story.
Okay, so if you listen to Brainberry Tarts, you know that I'm a huge Masters of the Universe fan. Like, I'm ridiculous Masters of the Universe. Love He-Man, love She-Ra, the whole cartoon, the movie, everything about it, the comics, everything. So... there are apparently, and I did not know this when I did this.
Talking to the microphone.
Sorry. I did not know this. I do. I talk with my hands.
Gesture with your left hand.
Yeah. So I was Madame Raz. My cosplay was Madame Raz from She-Ra. And it's a very obscure costume. Most people don't get it. Totally okay with that. What I did not know is that the lead animator... An original character designer for She-Ra and Madame Raz was actually here. Like, the artist that created those characters that I fucking love was here. So didn't know this was the case. Went to found out from a fan who came up to the booth that I was like, hey, I like your shirt. She's like, hey, I like your cosplay. And then she pulls out a She-Ra picture and was like, look, I got this signed. And I'm like, what the fuck? Where is he? Where? Why? I mean, it was immediately like, see you guys. I'm out of here. So she's like, yeah, he's like two booths over. I was gone. I go over there and I'm kind of standing there like a little child, just okay, I'm going to talk to him. And his handler looks up and sees me and's like, hey, Tom, look up. And his name's Tom Cook. Hey, Tom, look up. And the dude like immediately looks at her and she's like, no, in front of you, idiot. And which I was like, okay.
Don't you talk to him like that.
I was like, don't talk to him. You know who you're talking to? That's Tom Cook. But so he looks at me and he's like, oh my God, that's amazing. He's only seen one other Madam Raz the whole time he's been doing these things. I was geeking out like a school girl, like in tears, trying not to cry. And I was just was like, I can't talk to you because I will talk too much. And I'm so sorry. And I just want you to know that your characters mean a lot to me. And I'm so excited to meet you. So he came around the booth to take a picture with me. And I told him that it was going to go next to my framed picture of me and Alan Oppenheimer, who was the voice of Skeletor. And yeah, I know, like, that's how bad this is. He goes on to tell me stories awesome. And was like, just, it was just this really awesome moment. And I was like, I'm sorry that I'm freaking out like this. And he's like, you know what? I understand. I did the same thing when I met Stan Lee, who's an amazing character. He goes, it's just weird to be on the receiving end of it because I don't think of my art like that. And I was like, yeah, but your art means a lot to a lot of people. And he was just like, thank you so much. Aww. And then he did an original art piece for me. So wow. I have like an original art piece from this guy that I idolized.
Dope.
It was amazing. And you can ask these guys. I got back to the booth and I was like on cloud nine for like the
and
next couple
you know,
of hours.
That's why we do these things. Yes. Yeah, that's why we come to these places. Yes. That's why we come to meet the people that we, you know, idolize is the wrong word. You know, I was lucky enough to meet Mark Hamill in Dallas a few months ago. And, you know, you've had an amazing experience here. And I'm sure there are many more in the future. You know, it's just kind of a way of giving back, I guess.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing that because, that was awesome. So we appreciate it.
It really was. Thank you.
Okay, so we're going to wrap this up. Thank you for tuning in. And we're going to ask Paul to take this out. Thank you, Paul.
Did you lose another button?
It's getting steamy in here.
It is.
It's getting
I feel like
hot
telling you it's
here.
All the accents.
I think Winders is just over there slowly like unbuttoning his clothes.
How much did you guys have to drink tonight?
Not enough. Oh, but thank y'all. For having
it.
You know what? Every
Native
time you
Texan.
Say it, it gets a little bit better.
I'm still practicing on that. And everyone enjoy the podcast. Enjoy listening to all the various shows that these guys put out. They're all awesome. And keep on having fun.